Jason and Una.
And it's Wednesday morning. It's time for Asking for a Friend. We've been mentioning dreams, and the reason being, we've had an email in from a listener who's been having a strange dream. If you have a dream that you, you would like to analyse, we have Paul Gill, who's going to join us in a moment, a dream expert, and he's here to analyse this as well.
I love these.
Okay, go on. Okay. Then. What have we got?
Okay, all right. How are you, lads? I'm not comfortable giving my real name, to be honest, so I'm just going to call myself Mick, if that's okay. That's fine, Mick. I'm going out with the missus now nearly 2 years. We moved in together last year, and everything is going great. She's a cracker, like. I'm mad about her. That's why I'm really confused as to why this is happening to me. You see, for the past month or so, not a week goes by without me dreaming about my ex-girlfriend. I wake up feeling this weird kind of attachment to my ex, like I miss her. Granted, we were together a long time, but we're broken up 4 or 5 years now. I feel kind of bad on my current girlfriend, like I'm doing something behind her back. I'm really confused. Does this happen to anyone else, and what do you think it means? I'm really happy in my relationship. Everything is bang on, so why do I keep having these dreams? And yes, sometimes they do stray into sexy time as well. What am I going to do? Mick.
/ Borat.
Sexy time.
Sexy time.
Hey, Mick, I think, hands up, most people have had a dream about their ex at some point or another. Not sure, though. No?
Even if I did, I would never admit it on the radio.
Fine. We'll take that as a yes. But a recurring dream while you're in a new relationship and you're also having hanky-panky?
In the dream, strange.
Yeah, well, let's get an expert's view on this and say good morning to Paul Gill, who is at many things, including a dream expert. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
I hope that's a fair introduction to you. How are you, Paul? Are you well?
I'm pretty good. Okay, holding up well.
It's good to talk to you, and thanks for being with us this morning. As you can imagine, so many people want their dreams analysed, and we'll get to those shortly. But for Mick, what do you say? Dreaming about an ex?
It's interesting. I think Mick is he's full of guilt. First of all, because he doesn't want to give his real name. So he knows that there's something he's doing or something that's happening inside his head that he doesn't feel good about. So he's disguised himself, first of all. Okay, and that's fine. But when you're dreaming about your ex, you are comparing subconsciously what you used to have to what you currently have. So he says what he currently has is fantastic. It's great. But is it? Is it really? You know the way when you change your car, you buy a new car,
yeah.
You don't start dreaming about the old car, you don't think about the old car, you just kind of discard it. Or if you buy a pair of shoes, you come out of the shoe shop wearing the new shoes, you don't have to think about the old shoes.
Okay.
So when you're thinking about something that you used to have, you're subconsciously comparing and contrasting that with the current situation. So all is not rosy for Mick. No matter what he says, I just don't believe you, Mick. It's not all rosy. Now, I think too, and a lot of guys out there, and girls, will probably relate to this. I think Mick is a bit worried now that he's moved in with the missus, as he calls her. Mm. I think maybe he's afraid of being tied down.
Oh, commitment phobe.
Yeah. And he's thinking about maybe back in the day when he used to go out and he'd date or one night stands or whatever. And he's thinking, oh, now I'm stuck. I've moved in with this person. Now we're looking at maybe mortgage, kids, blah, 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 blah. And he might feel locked in.
But in his defence, he does feel really bad about it, and I don't think he wants to have these dreams.
He does, but and he feels guilty, and that's good in a way, because your dreams are an honest appraisal from your deeper subconscious mind as to what is actually happening in your life. They're your truth. So you mightn't like it,
okay.
But your dream is saying, this is the situation, this is the truth of it. And in that, it goes into sex as well.
Mm.
I would say all is not happy in the bedroom, not completely. Or else, why would he be dreaming of sex with somebody else?
Oh, wow.
Oh, Paul.
Do you know what, Paul? I suspect you may be freaking out. A lot of people listening now go, I thought it was just a harmless dream about my ex.
No, it recurs. It recurs over and over again. If it was just a harmless once-off dream that floats in your head and floats out. No, but this is like knocking on the door of his head on the inside every night. And it's kind of going, you need to do something about this.
Oh, wow, Mick.
So, Mick, his current hanky-panky life isn't as good as it used to be, is what you're saying, Paul.
Yeah, he's comparing it.
Okay, Paul, this is a brutal and honest assessment of Mick's dream. Paul, will you stay with us? Because as you can imagine, our screens are lighting up with loads more dreams that people would love to get your interpretation of. But I wonder now, after hearing your honesty for Mick, are they afraid? We'll find out in just a few minutes' time. And there is room on the screen there. Well, yeah, you get your dream in, we'll see what we can get to. 0871 102 107.
So Paul, Emma in Galway wants to know why she never dreams anymore. She says the last dream she had, she was on a boat with a giant wave coming at her.
There's a couple of reasons why people mightn't dream. Either they're on strong medication that interferes with the dreaming cycle.
Really?
Or sleeping tablets. Other than that, you do dream. You might not always remember them, but you do dream. You have 5 significant dreams every night. So she is dreaming, but I think she's probably scared the bejesus out of herself. When you're on a boat and there's a massive wave coming, a tsunami, that's something in life coming at you. Something that's going to overwhelm you. It's going to sweep right over you and it's going to wreck things.
Right.
So I think she's scared herself and she's afraid to tune into her dream subconsciously.
Wow.
So she needs to give us permission to start dreaming again.
That's okay. Quite powerful. Grant yourself permission. Now, Paul, let's deal with this. We're going to play you a voice note. This came in from Katie. Have a listen to this.
When I was pregnant with my first little girl, I was having nightmares that as if like something was trying to attach to my body, like a spirit or something, like I'd been possessed, if you will. I could feel my eyes rolling in my head and trembling, and I would always try and scream, but I couldn't scream. My partner would sometimes wake from me like trying to like moan in my sleep, and then it just went away. But now I'm pregnant with my little boy, and lo and behold, the dreams are back.
Wow, possessed.
What do you make of that, Paul?
Yeah, that is amazing. It's amazing. Do you know what? We've all seen these horror films or whatever, where an alien, somebody gets, you know, possessed, it comes out of the belly and, you know, bursts out into the screen. Mm-hmm. Katie's trying to make sense of the fact that first time she got pregnant, there's now 2 of her. So there's 2 of her in there, not just 1. The subconscious mind controls the immune system, and every night and even every day, it's scanning the system and it's seeing, it's checking repairing cells, etc., etc. So then it picks up that there's something in here that wasn't here before, and it tries to tell Katie what that possibly could be. So it feels like there's almost like an alien, or she's possessed, or there's something else in here. And really it's telling her that she's possessed by a nice little fetus that's going to turn out to be our baby.
Oh,
and the fact that it's happening again is that her mind's gone back and said, this is happening again. This is what we felt like the last time it was. So it's a good feeling, and her mind is just trying to make sense of it with reference to what she already knows.
Okay.
So this is why she's feeling, there is actually 2 of her in there.
Yeah, so you're putting her mind at ease, despite the
ghost that's...
Yeah, the kind of spooky nature of it. It's okay.
Yeah, it's a great thing, Katie. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Good.
That's very interesting.
That's reassuring, Paul. As you can imagine, they're still coming in, so we'll do one more after the next song, yeah?
Okay.
There's the man.
Brilliant.
All right. That's Flynn. It's called One of Us. It's iRadio 852 Wednesday morning. And we heard earlier on Asking for a Friend from a guy called Mick, who's been dreaming about his ex. Even though he says he's happy in his new relationship, a recurring dream, kind of worried about it. So we brought on an expert, Paul Gill, to analyze that and your other dreams. So, Paul, we've got one more for you.
Okay,
so this comes in from Sarah. Now, Sarah says, "Hi, guys. I had a dream before that I couldn't blink. I was frantically walking around the house in the middle of the night, repeating to myself, 'I can't blink,' over and over again. She says, I even went into the bathroom and splashed water on my face in an attempt to wake myself up. All this while being observed by my mother, who was looking at me and telling me that I was okay and I was blinking." Sarah.
It's interesting that when you can't blink, the reason we blink is to protect our eyes, to make sure our eyeballs stay moist and that our eyes function. And if you can't blink, you can't close your eyes to something. So I wonder, was there something in Sarah's life that her mind was saying, you need to keep your eyes open, you can't just close your eyes to this? And when you are walking around telling yourself you can't blink, it's like hypnosis is what I do, is my day job. And when you have something in hypnosis, you say you can't close your eyes, or you can't open your eyes, or you can't blink, that becomes their truth, and they can't actually do that. So she's compounding the suggestion in her subconscious mind, I can't blink, I can't blink, and it kind of makes it worse, because what you tell yourself is your truth. So I think that the be something in Sarah's life that she has to open her eyes to, has to be aware of, and has to deal with. And if she closes her eyes to that, especially when you sleep and you don't want to know, then she's not facing up to the facts. So whatever that is, Sarah, you need to face up to it. Your mother's there like as in the background in the dream, so she's there as a support, but she's not going to resolve it for you.
Okay.
That is so amazing.
So open your eyes, Sarah.
yeah,
to something that's going on in your life.
Hey, Paul, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It really is fascinating. Una's going to
I just have one question,
Paul.
Before you go, okay.
So, listen, anyone who's hanging around for the news, you're going to have to wait.
Just one very quick question. Is it true, I read this somewhere, that if you are dreaming about someone constantly, that they're dreaming about you as well?
That only happens in stupid movies, Paul, doesn't it?
It can be, if you have a connection to those, if you're like a twin flame with those, if you can have a connection, it's like a radio link, it's like a walkie-talkie link or a phone link.
Yeah.
They can be dreaming about you too.
I knew it.
So are you saying to me, Paul, if I'm dreaming about Megan Fox, she's dreaming about me?
No, because she's not your twin flame.
she could be. She just doesn't know it. Hey, Paul, if people want to find out more about you or maybe get their own dreams analysed at a different time, how can they do it?
Paul Gill on Facebook. PaulGill.ie on Facebook.
PaulGill.ie.
Amazing.
Paul, always fascinating the chat. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
With Now TV. Stream the TV you love without a contract on Now TV. Weekdays from 7 a.m. Radio.